Park Table Track 1.
Well, hello guys, this is Bobby Benton. I'm back with another podcast. Now, I am doing a podcast on something that I think you should all know about, because as you know, this program was not user-friendly, you know, back maybe about 2 years ago. Well, it's user-friendly all over again and easy to work with. And today is January 3rd, 2012. I almost forgot to put the date. I promised I'd be dating these podcasts as I put them out to Rick Harmon. But before I get started with this podcast, I want to thank Rick. And I also want to thank Marvin Humpkin for advice too. Now, I will try my best to stay on topic. I want to thank Rick for helping me all the way through my first podcast of getting the What You Hear working. And I finally got the What You Hear working, which is great. So, this is wonderful. Now, I want to thank Willie Messi for doing a tandem session with me. He lives down in downtown Manhattan. We had a uninstall Microsoft Security Essentials. Now, I want to tell you why I switched. I switched because, as you know, Microsoft Security Essentials is very accessible, but here's the but. It's very difficult to get the logging, and, like, let's say you go on vacation, which I love to go on vacation, and you want to log you want the history log to show. Now, the best thing to do is to leave your computer on when you go on vacation if you want. Well, mine goes to sleep, but it turns on when ABG's going to update. So my problem with Microsoft Security Essentials was that I had trouble viewing the logs. I love to view the logs. I love to know when the computer scans. And the only thing ABG told me is that it scanned 2 weeks ago. It wasn't reading the scan dialogues properly. So, in that regard, here I go with ABG 2012. Now, I'm going to go Windows M for the desktop.
Windows M desktop, escape, control, escape, menu, search, window, ABG user interface, enter, leaving menus. ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Description of component selected. Component description. No component selected right now. Components list.
Okay, so there are no components selected. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through all the menus that I can. And you're going to come on this little journey with me. We are right here at ABG Free Edition 2012. And the program is extremely, extremely user-friendly, which I'm going to show you. Now, let me just tell you something before I really dive into this. Back in 2009, 2010, they came out with a couple, like ABG 8 and 9, were not user-friendly. I just want to tell you that. But 2012 is user-friendly, and it's ABG all over again. It's like you're back in the XP days, but I'm using Windows 7, so here I go. We're going to do the Alt key.
Menu bar, file. To navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
Okay, so we have the file menu. Now I'm going to go through the file menu, and you're going to see, I'm going to use down arrow. I'm not even going to be using my JAWS cursor. So watch. Watch and see.
Menu, file menu, exit. To navigate, press file, F.
Made a mistake here. Okay, there's not much in that menu. I'm going to go to the right arrow now.
Components menu, system overview, S.
System overview. Now, we're not going to go there yet.
Antivirus, A.
Antivirus, you have.
Link scanner, L.
Link scanner. Now, that scans links. Like, if you're on the internet, that'll scan your links.
Email protection, E.
Email protection. Yes, we are going to go to email protection.
Anti-rootkit, A.
Anti-rootkit, that's like, you know, viruses that get in the root of your hard drive.
PC Analyzer, P.
PC Analyzer. Let me explain something here. We can't really go into this. I mean, maybe I will during the podcast, but PC Analyzer, what happens is when you press enter on the PC Analyzer, it goes into goes up to Internet Explorer and wants you to download ABG PC Tuneup. Now, we're not going to get into that because, you know, you have to pay for that. That part you got to pay for. This is, we're doing this, the free edition 2012. Now, let me continue on.
Identity protection.
Identity protection is when you're online or you're doing emails and it wants to, it's protecting your identity. So that's a new feature in 2012.
Speed test. Yes.
Speed test. I don't know what that does. That's a new feature that just got thrown at me 2 days ago. So
family safety. Yeah.
Family safety. That if your whole family uses your computer, you want to keep your family safe. So just, watch me go through the menu here.
Livechive. Help.
Livechive is your data. Now that's your data protection. Okay.
System overview. Yes.
System. Okay. We're going back around. Now I'm going to go to the right hour again and you're going to see more menus here.
History menu. Scan results. Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful. 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 I love this. History. The scan results. Now, when you are tabbing around in Microsoft Security Essentials, now listen to me. I'm not trying to bash Microsoft, but you don't get what you need exactly in the other programs. So this is why I deliberately changed programs.
Resident Shield Detection, R.
Resident Shield Detection, okay. Now that is... Oh, what's Resident Shield Detection? Oh, Resident Shield Detection is when it detects something that other programs can't detect.
Email protection detection.
Email protection detection. You want to keep that checked. If it's on, I don't know if it's turned on or not, but we will keep it checked.
Virus Vault V.
Virus Vault. Yes, we definitely want to keep the Virus Vault on.
Event History Log E.
Event History Log. Now that's what I was talking about in the beginning. Security Essentials doesn't have an Event History Log. It really doesn't. I'm telling you the truth about that. Event History Log. Now I you know what? I'm gonna open this up and I'm gonna see what's in the log. Now nothing's in it because I cleared it this morning, so but I'm gonna open it up anyway.
Scan results. Yes.
Oh, we're back around again. Let me just go through this menu and then actually, you know what? Maybe I will. I'll open up the scan results.
Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Zero items. To move
okay,
to
so
items, use the arrow keys.
Here.
Tap back button. To add. Tap list view. Zero item. Tap back button. Tap list view. Zero
okay.
items. To move
now,
to items,
were,
use the arrow keys.
Now, this is, if there were items in here, which I clear them every day because, like, I check them to make sure there's no threats, but this is very user friendly. So, if there were, any, you know, if it would say no threats found, then it would ask you, do you want to empty the list? You know what? I should have scanned the computer before I started this, but I didn't. But anyway, as you can see, so far, so good. Very, very, very user friendly. And I'm gonna Alt-Tab so I can get out of this and see where I am here.
Alt tap Audacity table track 1. Alt tap ABG antivirus free edition 2012. ABG antivirus free edition 2012.
Okay, so we're back to ABG. Now, what I'm gonna do is at least I'm gonna try to do this because I'm a newbie at this, so just stay tuned and hopefully I can do this correctly. I don't know. I'll see if I can alt tab back to Audacity. I'm using Audacity 1.3 Beta Unicode, which I love. I find it very attractive. I love using it. It's very extremely user friendly, just like ABG is. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna alt tab. I wanna scan the computer. Now I don't know how I'm gonna do this because I'm running two programs at once. So I'm a newbie at this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to Alt-Tab and try to scan with AVG. And I want to see if I can pause the recording. If not, I'll just do... You know what? I'm just going to scan. I'll do the Alt-Tab. Let me... Hold on. Hold on, guys.
Alt-Tab. Audacity. Audacity. Table track 1. P.
Well, guys, I am back. And I just scanned my computer with AVG Antivirus Free 2012. Now, the scan didn't take too long. Now we can go into the, remember we went into the menus in the beginning? By the Alt key? Well, now we have results to look at. Okay, guys.
Menu bar, file, menu, file menu, edit menu, menu bar, menu, view menu, zoom and control plus one, I.
Oh, wait a minute, guys. I'm sorry I screwed up here.
Escape menu bar, view, to navigate, press left or right arrow, V. Escape, leaving menu bar, table track one. Alt-Tab AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012.
Sorry about that, guys. I am learning how to do this on a PC. I'm not using my VictorReader stream this time. So very, very sorry. I will see if I can... I don't know about editing too well because I am a newbie in this, so please forgive me. Anything I do, anything I screw up, please just, forgive me, and, if need be, I'll have Rick Harmon edit it. I'll go through the steps with him if I screwed up. Anyway, we have results. We have something we can really, really look at. So here we go. I am scanning. Hopefully I'm recording, as I'm doing this. I just finished scanning the computer. Now here we go. What I'm gonna do is I am going to read you now, and now I can show you exactly what I'm talking about, because Security Essentials does not do this. I'm not bashing Microsoft, but AVG is where I want to be, and a lot of blind people say they don't like it, but I do. I love it, because it is user-friendly all over again, and it's very easy to work with. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you everything I did. Now, here we go. Alt key first.
Menu bar, file, to navigate,
now,
press left
or
right arrow.
Am I not? Now I gotta ask myself that. I'm so sorry I screwed up. I was going into the zoom in. I was in Audacity. I want to be in AVG. So let me just check, make sure. Let's pray to the Lord that I'm at AVG here.
Menu, file menu, exit, to navigate, press up or down arrow.
I don't even know where I am. And I can't pause the recording because I'll feel like a jerk if I press the P button. And I'm in the wrong program. Let me go to the right arrow. Because I want to...
Menu bar. Menu. Components menu.
Oh, good.
System
good,
overview.
Good, good.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Components menu. We kind of discussed. I think we discussed it. But anyway.
Menu bar. Menu. History menu. Scan results. Yes.
Scan results. Okay.
Enter. Leaving menus. AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Scan results overview. List view. Graphic 481 whole computer scan 1/3/2012. 2:19 PM 1/3/2012. 2:26 PM 1/8/6/0/0/0/0/0/0/0/0/0/0. 1 of 1. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Great. So that... all those numbers, 000000, that told me that there are no threats on my computer, and that is just great. So, now I think I'm gonna tab around here, and you're gonna hear what the options are here.
Tap view details button to activate, press spacebar.
I don't have to view details because I have zero threats on my computer. Let me just tell you a little story about AVG. I'm so happy that I got it, because I had a bunch of people at my house, last October, this October, I had a big party at my house. And people love to use my computer. And ABG found 8 threats on this machine after Willie Messi and I installed it. And, yes, 8 threats. My computer was acting kind of funny, you know. Some of the stuff wasn't opening, and Security Essentials did not find those threats, so let me see what I want to do here.
Tap delete result button to activate, press spacebar.
I want to delete the result, because that's garbage now. So we know that there's 0 threats. Now let me just show you all the things in the menu here.
Tap back button to activate, back button, press spacebar.
So if you want to look at the results again, you can go back to them.
Tap list view, graphic 481 whole computer scan 1/3/2012, 2:19 PM 1/3/2012, 2:26 PM 1:08:00. Not tap view details button to tap delete result button to
okay,
activate, press spacebar.
There's not much in this menu. You could either delete or you can view the result. I'm going to delete the results. Let me just make sure I'm at the delete tab.
Tap back, tap list, zeros, tap view details button to activate, press tap delete result button to
here
activate, press spacebar.
Results.
Space, ABG, antivirus free edition,
yes,
2012 dialogue. Are you sure you want to delete selected item S? Yes button to add space, ABG, antivirus free edition 2012. Tap. Tap.
Okay, now I should show you the tools menu now. Now we're gonna get into some interesting stuff here. We scanned the computer. What else did we do? We did a couple of things. I explained to you, I think I did, because I had to edit this podcast. I had to do a couple of things over again. The PC analyzer you have to pay for, so I could go in there and look at the menus there, which I have done, but I don't want to get lost in the menu, because sometimes, you know, JAWS doesn't read everything in this, but as you can see, this ABG is very user-friendly, and I'm going to Alt-Tab, and I'm going to go back into the standard ABG menu here.
Alt-Tab Audacity, Audacity, Table Track 1. Alt-Tab ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012.
Now I'm going to make sure all these windows are closed because we don't want any open windows here. It looks like they are, so now I'm going to take you into the tools menu. You're going to love this.
Alt-T menu, tools menu, scan computer. To navigate, press
now,
up or down arrow.
I only took you through the Alt menu, so here I go. We're in the tools menu now.
Scan selected folder dot 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 S.
Scan selected folder. Now that you can either scan or you could, you could do it that way. You could scan the whole system or scan just the selected folder.
Scan file dot 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 S.
Scan file. You only want to do that, like, let's say you're downloading something and you want, before it gets into the, let's say, okay, I won't go over how to download something, but let's say you're going to go to the executable. Instead of running the executable, I always do this as a precaution. You save it to the desktop, or save it in a folder like the downloads folder, then after you've saved it, go to the applications key. You all know this. I hope I'm not boring you. Then after that is done, you know that you've saved your, your file. And after you go to your file that you saved, like, let's say, audacitysetup.exe, when you go to the applications key, you come down to scan with ABG free. Choose that, scan your file, If it says no good, if it gives you a threat name and a threat, you don't download it. If it tells you that, you know, it's okay, it's perfect, then you could download as many things as you want as long as they're safe. But before you do anything, scan with AVG free.
Update you.
Update? We can update AVG.
Update from directory dot
update
dot
from
dot
you. Update directory. U. We can do that too.
Advanced settings dot 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 A. Scan computer. S.
Scan computer. We already went through that. Scan. Now it says you can either do a quick scan or a whole scan. See, this is very accessible.
Scan selected folder dot dot dot.
By the way, I'm not using my JAWS cursor. Some things you need the JAWS cursor if you want help. Not a lot, but some.
Scan file dot dot dot.
Scan file. Now, we already discussed that.
Update you.
Update. Now, I'm gonna do an update, just to see what, if there are any updates available. I'm gonna show you that process now.
Enter. Leaving menus. AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Updating dot 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 button to activate press spacebar. Close button to activate press spacebar. Cancel update button to activate press spacebar. 5%.
Now, there are no updates available, so what it's gonna do is it's just gonna sit there, and it's not gonna say, okay, when there's an update available, it's gonna say, AVG antivirus free dialogue. And, now what's gonna happen is, it's gonna update, even if it did say to update, I would not do that, because intermittently, I've only had this on my computer for about 2 months. But every 6 months you do get an update that requires you to restart your computer. Now, I don't want to update. Even if there was an update, we wouldn't even go there. So, let me, escape.
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 Escape. Escape. Escape.
I want to get out of the update tab, guys. Come on. Okay. We did update. We did, let's see. We went through the scanning. I scanned the machine. We found no threats. I showed you how to go into the history, scan history log. And I want to tell you something really good about this. You can view the scan logs from days past if you wanted. Like maybe, you know, I might start just cleaning out mine like once a week, once a month. But, you know, you don't want too much garbage to collect in your logs. So I like to keep it neat and clean is what I like. So I'm gonna alt tab back into AVG. I'll probably get Audacity, but I'm gonna alt tab back into AVG. See what other things I could show you here and see if I showed it to you all. And I'm gonna do another segment. I'm gonna do something else after this, so hopefully you'll stay tuned for that.
Alt tab Audacity. Audacity table track 1. Alt tab AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Tap.
Okay, so I'm gonna tab once. We're gonna
tap, 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 tap.
Oh, the tab key worked. Now it doesn't seem to be working. Let me just alt tab again. I have a lot of things open here. I have two programs open, so I'm trying to do this so that, you know, everybody could,
Alt-tap Audacity, Audacity, Alt-tap AVG, Antivirus, Alt-tap Audacity, Audacity, Alt-tap AVG, Alt-tap Audacity, Audacity, tap, tap, tap. Alt-T, menu, tracks menu, add new submenu, to navigate, Alt-tap, leaving menus, AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012, AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Tap, 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 tap. Escape, escape.
Yeah, the tab key usually works with AVG as well, but I have a lot of items open, so you're not gonna get too much, information out of this. We did the tools menu. But, you know, I want to go into the tools menu again because I want to find options. I want to find the options menu. I haven't gone there yet. So I played with this enough and I'm ready. I've been ready to do this podcast for quite some time now. So, but I have so many things open and I'm afraid to Alt F4 because then what's going to happen is Audacity is going to ask me if I want to save the changes and I'm going to say no. And then I'm gonna lose my project, so I don't wanna lose this podcast because I've gotten very far into it, so hopefully I can do this, very, very well. I'm gonna try to see if there's, I'm gonna try and do the options menu for you. I haven't done that yet.
Alt T menu, tools menu, scan, update, advanced, scan selected. Scan file, update, update from help menu, contents, see.
We'll do the help menu now. Now we'll do contents. Contents is, you know, if you want help with this, program, that's also good.
Get help online, G.
Get help online, like, let's say you have a problem and you want to contact tech support. You want to get help online.
Your AVG web, why?
Your AVG web. Now that is, you know, your AVG web, that's where you can go on the web. You can do, I think you could do an online scan with it. Now, that might be visual, so I am not touching that.
About viruses and threats.
About viruses and threats. That just talks about your problems and what your deal is, what your situation is. Now, one thing I like about this is if you get into a serious threat, this program detects it immediately. Even if it's a cookie. Even if it's a, you know, even if it's a simple little cookie, it detects it.
Buy now. B.
Buy now. We don't want to buy because if when you purchase it, it's not too user friendly. So.
Activate. A.
Activate. No. You don't want to, we don't want to go there.
Register AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. R.
No, we don't want to go there either.
Premium support, P.
Premium support, skip. No, we don't want to do that.
About AVG, A. Contents, C.
We did all that. So what I'm going to do is I have to Alt-Tab again.
Alt-Tab, leaving menus, Audacity, table track 1. Alt-Tab, AVG, antivirus, Alt-Tab, Audacity, Alt-Tab, AVG, antivirus free edition 2012. Tap, tap.
You know, let me... Because I have so many things open. Let me do my Jaws cursor. Let's see what I have on the Jaws. I haven't done the Jaws cursor yet. So I'll do that and see where I can see. I'm looking for the options menu. It is in here. It works very user-friendly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what's in it. Because I might not be able to get to it because I'm recording with my PC right now. So it's kind of difficult to do an Alt F4 and to get out of it. And otherwise, you know, I don't want Audacity to come up and ask me if I want to save because then I have to press escape and that will not be fun. So I don't want to lose this recording that I'm doing. So AVG, I'm working on this podcast. Working on getting all the information on the screen that I can. Now, the options menu is going to have scan options. And it's going to have automatic scan. I don't have everything set up on here. The options menu's scheduled scanning. You can get to very easily without the Jaws cursor. You might need the Jaws cursor a little bit. I mean, I didn't set my schedule scanning yet, but I will before I go on my next vacation. You have potential threats. You have scan for potential threats and ask me. And that checkbox is always checked. And you have, AVG staff contact information. Always keep that checked. Contact if there's a problem. You have real-time protection. I think you do.
Tap.
Wait, let me just try something. I'm going to go to the Jaws cursor. Let me see if I can work this way. The tab key does work. I'm telling you the truth, but I have a lot of stuff open. So.
Root Jaws to PC. 9 meters graphic 9. My apps button. Close button. My apps button.
Okay, I did get to something. I got my Jaws cursor on. I got to My Apps. Now, I wanted to tell you what the apps do. The apps are applications that you can actually buy from AVG, or you could obtain them. You could just download them for trial. Those are just like, you know, apps like for cleaning the PC, or, you know, they could be phone apps. I don't know all the details about these apps, but now that I have my Jaws cursor on, sorry about that. I have the hiccups. Anyway, let me go down and see what's on the menu here. I got the millimeters on and I got this on.
Close button. Show notification button.
Okay, we want a show notification.
Show notification button. Close button. My apps button. 9 meters graphic 999 finished button. 0 last update. 1/3/12, 2:37 p.m. button. NS update now button. Scan options button.
Oh, here we are. We are at the scan options now that I have my Jaws PC. Now that I have my rooted the Jaws to PC, hopefully I can do this. What I'm going to do is, because I have so much stuff open, I'm going to do a mouse click. I'm going to do the left mouse button. Ready? Here we go.
Left mouse button. Static update completed successfully. You are currently up to date. Updating progress. To activate, press spacebar. Tap. 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 Tap.
Oh, see, this is a bit of a problem here. Don't worry, the program is accessible. I'm not recording with my Victor Reader stream, as you all know. I'm working on this by using... Let me just alt-tab and see if I can... Because there are several more things that I do would like to show you in here, and now I'm going to work on that.
Alt-tab Audacity, Audacity, Table Track 1, Alt-tab AVG, Antiva, Alt-tab Audacity, Alt-tab AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012, AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012, Static Update completed successfully. You are currently up to date, updating progress. To activate, press spacebar.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to do an Alt-C. Alt-C will close it. I'm going to close AVG, but not close it completely. I have the components. I have a lot of things open in AVG, so I'm going to close it.
Alt-C menu, components menu, system overview. To navigate, press up or down arrow.
Okay, here we go now. Hopefully we can, I'm going to do Alt-C again, and then I'm going to show you that we can tab around here, hopefully.
Tap, 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 tap.
Nope. Need a little more, and maybe Alt-C again.
Alt-C, system overview, S. Tap. Alt-C, menu bar, menu, system overview, S. Escape, menu bar, components. To navigate, press left or right arrow. Tap. Leaving menu bar. Tap, 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 tap.
See, when you have Audacity open, I don't think we can, get much in the menus, but I do want to explain to you the PC Analyzer menu. Actually, I can do that while I'm working on this. You know, this is a disadvantage of using a computer. You can't have everything open at once. See, if I had everything shut down, and I was using, AVG without Audacity running, then I could go through more of the menus, but we're gonna go through the PC Analyzer menu now. Okay? So stay tuned, and, I will do my best. As I told you, I'm a newbie at this, so if you could give me little pointers on how to do things, let me know, okay? Just hang in there. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take you through the menus again.
Tap, 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 tap. Alt-tab Audacity, Alt-tab AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012, AVG, Antivirus Free Edition 2012, Static Update completed successfully. You are currently up to date, updating progress. Alt-tab for Audacity, Table Track 1. Alt-tab Menu Bar, File. To navigate, press left or right arrow. Alt-tab, Leaving Menu Bar, Table Track 1. Windows M desktop folder view list through Audacity 1.3 beta Unicode 8 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
See if I can get. I Alt F4'd once, and it didn't ask me to save the changes, so I don't know if I'm. I will play this back before I send it out to anybody, so be patient with me. As I said, I'm going to reopen ABG now that I'm out of everything.
WavePad sound air switch JAWS 3 human F reason compute escape control escape menu Windows Media A Audas A AVG U enter leaving menus AVG antivirus free edition 2012 description of component selected component description no component selected right now components list.
Let me try one more time to do this tabbing around here. What I did was I did an Alt F4 because I had a couple of things open within AVG, so let me just give this a good shot.
Tap overview button to activate.
Great.
Press spacebar.
Tab is working, so it worked to close that.
Tap scan now button to activate.
Scan
press spacebar.
Now what I'm doing right now is I'm pushing the tab key, and now I think I could take you on a little more of a journey now that I got this all figured out.
Tap scan options button to activate
scan
press spacebar.
Okay, but let me keep tabbing around to like turn back around.
Tap update now button to activate
update
press spacebar.
I just showed you that, so we don't have to update.
Tap my apps button to activate
apps,
press spacebar.
I try to explain to you that those are applications that you can purchase from AVG, which we don't want to even touch. We don't want to go that route.
Tap show notification button to activate press spacebar.
We did that already, so.
Tap overview button to activate press spacebar.
I'm tabbing around as I'm speaking to you.
Tap scan now button to activate press spacebar.
No, we don't want to do that.
Tap scan options button to activate press spacebar.
So all I had to do to get the tab key working was I had so many things open in this program. All I had to do was just one Alt F4. That's all I had to do. I don't know why I didn't do it in the beginning.
Tap update now button. Tap my apps button. Tap show note. Tap overview. Tap scan now button. Tap scan options button. Activate press spacebar.
Scan options. Now I'm going to push.
Space. Whole computer scan. Click here. To start this scan, change scan settings for whole computer scan button. To activate press spacebar.
No, we don't want to do that now.
Tap scan specific files or folders. Click here to start this scan. Change scan settings for scan specific. Tap anti-rootkit scan. Click here to start this scan button. To activate press spacebar.
Okay, now this is giving you all the options that are here. So the anti-rootkit we don't want to touch because, well, we can touch it, but I'm in the middle of recording right now, so we're not going to touch it.
Tap manage scheduled scans. Click here to manage scheduled scans button. To activate press spacebar.
See what how user-friendly this is? It's very user-friendly.
Tap scan history button to activate press spacebar.
Scan history, I just went over that, so we don't have to.
Tap view virus vault button to activate press spacebar.
Let me explain something to you. Now that I've, I don't think I did. This program has a virus vault. Which, is part of, what it is it's like a chest, like a trunk. Like, let's say you have something broken in your house and you want to just store it somewhere because it doesn't work or it's not fixed or anything. Well, what the virus vault does is it'll store the files because sometimes you could accidentally, when you're scanning something, AVG could detect it as a threat when it's not a threat. It's highly unlikely. But when you're doing a scan and it finds threats, it tells you to move to Virus Vault. Now, it tells you what the threat is, and it asks you before it does it, but you could have it unchecked or checked not to ask you, whatever you want. So that's where we stand right here, right now. So that's what the virus vault is. It's a storage component for your files. That's another reason why I switched antivirus programs. Because this has a place to keep maybe a cookie that you think is not a threat, you don't know, you want to review it, maybe you want to keep it for a few days. That's a great feature in this.
Tap whole computer scan, click here to start. Tap. Tap scan specific files or folders. Tap. Tap anti-rootkit scan, click here to start the scan button. To activate, press spacebar.
I can, take you through here.
Tap manage scheduled scans, click here to manage scheduled scans button. To tap scan history button to act. Tap view virus vault button to activate, press spacebar.
There's nothing in my vault, so I don't have to view it. So I know that for a fact because, the threats I had were rather serious, and a couple of months ago, I managed to get rid of them. I didn't know they were there, but sometimes you can get a sneaky little threat, and ABG detects it right away, even in the middle of a scan. It tells you when you're scanning, it says, threat detected, move to virus vault. So I love this program. That's another reason why.
Tap whole computer scan, tap.
Okay, now I'm gonna alt tab.
Tap scan specific, tap. Tap anti-rootkit scan, click here, just tap manage schedule, tap scan history, but tap view virus vault, but tap whole computer scan, click here, to start the scan, change scan settings for whole computer scan button, to activate, press scan specific file, anti-rootkit, manage.
You know, I'm looking for the more advanced options here. So, I was just showing you everything that's in that menu, and I'm going to try and alt-tab, see if I can still get the tab key and all the other stuff to work here.
Alt-tab Audacity, Audacity, Table Track 1. Alt-tab ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012, ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Tap, 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 tap. Alt F4, Audacity, Table Track 1.
Okay, all I have to do is an Alt F4, so, you know, I didn't need help there. So, anyway, I'm just gonna Alt Tab. Well, hopefully I can Alt Tab. Or I'll go to the desktop and go back into ABG. Because there is some more things I'd like to show you before I wrap this up. But, here we go. I'm gonna Alt Tab, see if I'm still in ABG. If not, I'll go into the, go to the desktop, and, or start menu and go that way.
Alt-tab. Windows M, desktop, escape, control, escape, menu. Windows Media, ABG user interface, enter, leaving menus. ABG Antivirus Free Edition 2012. Description of component selected.
Okay.
Component description, no component selected right now. Components list. Tap overview, but tap scan now button, tap scan options, tap update now button, tap my apps button, tap show notification, tap overview button, tap scan now button, to activate press spacebar.
Okay, we still get the same menu. So,
escape.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take you through stuff that I can take you through the PC analyzer because it will analyze your PC, but here's the but. But it won't clean your PC because you gotta pay for it. We're not doing paid shareware, we're doing freeware. I think I might ask my parents to purchase this for me. So, cause I love this program and I wanna continue using it. I don't know if I should, but I love going on this journey with you guys. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go back to the Alt menu. Okay, so just stay tuned, and I'm doing this as best as I can.
Menu bar, file, to net, menu, file menu. Components menu, antivirus, link scanner, email protection, anti-rootkit, PC analyzer, P.
Now this is where I want to be. I want to be at the PC analyzer. I want to just show you, but we're not going to do the actions because, as I said, you have to go into Internet Explorer. The thing will go into Internet Explorer, and it'll download PC tune-up utilities. We don't want... I heard from various people that that does not work well with JAWS at all. It does not work well with JAWS. So don't buy it, don't touch it, don't do anything, because you can kind of screw up your system this way. So here we go. I'm going to press Enter on the PC Analyzer menu.
Enter. Leaving menus. Scan now button to activate. Press spacebar. Analyze now button to activate. Press spacebar. Space.
Now, I'm analyzing my PC. Now, sometimes when you're analyzing the PC, you get a false positive, meaning like sometimes it tells you that there's errors in the registry. This is what I don't like about this, this part of the program. But the rest of the program, you will fly through. You will be flying away when you download this. Anyone, any blind user, I heard a rumor about Microsoft Security Essentials. I don't know if it's a rumor or true, but email me and feel free to contact me if it is true that the next version of Security Essentials is going to have a ton of ribbons. Ribbons, ribbons, and more ribbons. Can't get rid of the ribbons. That's why I also switched. There's no ribbons in that program right now. And I'm not bashing or knocking Security Essentials, but it is what it is. And the ribbons, it looks like the ribbons are taking over Microsoft. The reason why I'm kind of veering slightly off topic is because I'm just, you know, I'm showing you around. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. It's a little complicated to, you know, go through things in ABG. But most of all, it's very, very friendly. Extremely friendly. I want people to email me and tell me how great I did. And thank you very much. I got one email from Marvin Humpkin. I want to thank him very much. Willie Messi, thank you very much for emailing me. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the people at the New York Institute for the Blind. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, Fred. Thank you all for emailing me back. I love it. I'm going to keep podcasting. I am a newbie, so if you could correct my audio and edit it for me, if you want to get in touch with me on the phone, I'm not going to give you my phone number, but ask, I just want to say something. Rick Harmon, you do have permission to give out my phone number to whoever wants to help me out here. But let me move my jaws to PC while I'm analyzing with AVG. Hold on.
Root JAWS to PC.
Okay, now I got my JAWS PC. I assume it finished analyzing now. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down arrow, and it's going to tell me how many problems I have, but they're false positives, because I'll tell you what I do use. I use E using Free Registry Cleaner to clean my registry, and I use C Cleaner to clean all my temp files. So here we go.
Graphic 500. Computer. Graphic 208.
I'm doing this very slowly.
Recycle bin 8. File menu bar. Recycle bin AVG Antivirus Free Edition 2012.
See, this is where I run into a little bit of trouble. This is why I didn't want to do this, but I decided, what the hell? I'll do the PC Analyzer for everybody out there, because I know people are going to be chiming in, questioning me. I can't wait. And I hope Rick puts this up as soon as possible, because I love getting emails.
File menu bar, components menu bar, history menu bar, tools menu bar, help graphic 35, you are protected.
Okay, it says I'm protected. I'm trying to find where...
Graphic 142, join us on FastFS Reader, overview, graphic, PC analyzer button, humanware, companion, scan now button, analyze now, last scan, not yet scanned button.
Okay, the reason why, let me explain something to you. The reason why it says not yet scanned, you know I did scan the computer with AVG. The reason why it's saying that it's not defining my scan is I deleted all my results to show you and to get it out there that you can keep your results day by day by day by day. The glitch that Security Essentials has is that, let's say I'm on vacation. I could say, I did this a week ago. I went on vacation a week ago. I want to view my scan logs, because I do have people that come visit me and my family that use my computer. I live with my parents, but I do have people that do use the computer. And I want to see what's downloaded, what hasn't been downloaded. And the other program just doesn't do that. AVG does it better, I think. If there is a way, you know, Security Essentials will work that way. You guys can chime in and let me know. Now here, I'm going to go down arrow. And it's going to give me false positive because I cleaned everything this morning. So listen to this.
Graphic 35. Scan options button. JAWS 13.0. Graphics. Update now button. Last update. 1/3/12. 2:37 p.m. button.
That's accurate. Now it's going to tell me when the last update was.
Category error severity.
Category. Sorry, I'm not talking straight. Category error severity. Now that is, it keeps the errors in a category. It's like a category of things you can clean. So, but we're not going that route because you have to pay for that portion. And I might ask my parents about accessibility. I don't want to touch anything because I've heard from various people that have emailed me before the podcast, like Mr. Messi from, Cellus Manor for the Blind downtown. I have heard that you do lose JAWS in the process, so I don't want to touch that. Keep going down arrow.
Graphic 35.
Graphic 35.
Registry errors, 93 errors found.
No, that's... You know, sometimes it doesn't tell you the truth. And then I heard from Willie, okay.
Wait. Graphic, registry errors, 93 errors found.
There's 93 errors in my registry. Not true at all. Because I did with the both programs and it showed no errors. So now Willie Messi said when you do that, it gives you false positives and you lose JAWS. So I'm not doing that.
Switch sounds graphic 622.
We're on the switch sound file converter. We are not working with that. We're going to ignore that.
File converter graphic 900. Junk files 1076 errors found.
See? They're lying to me. 1,000 whatever? Come on, I don't have that many junk files. Get real, baby G.
Graphic 622. Graphic 502. These files take up disk space details dot dot dot.
No. See? I even read in the cited people's list that they, you know, that part of the PC analyzer, it doesn't clean your PC for free. I'm warning you about that.
Graphic 35. Fragmentation not fragmented.
Good. We don't want too many fragmentations here.
WavePad graphic 6. Graphic 1. Sound editor. Broken shortcuts errors not found.
Good. No broken shortcuts, so that's good.
Graphic 622. Graphic 306 reduces Explorer browsing speed. Graphic 35. Audacity 1.3. Beta Unicode. Fix now button. Cancel button. Show notific. Fix now button. Cancel button.
Now, it's going to show fix now. Cancel. If you press the fix button, as I said, it's going to take you to Internet Explorer and it's going to have me download this PC analyzer fixer. And it does. It gives you false positives, so we're not going to... I'm not going to go that route. Unless somebody tells me that it's safe to do, I am not going there. I will not ever screw up my machine ever again with anything like that. So I'm going to Alt-Tab again. I'm going to get out of all that.
Escape. 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 Escape.
Can I escape?
Alt-Tab Audacity. Table track 1 to move to items you...